good to be here this evening, and thank you very much for coming out. I'm sure that God will bless you for coming this evening. Now, if you've got a Bible, could you turn to Romans and chapter 3. Romans is in the New Testament, just after the Acts. So, the book of Romans, chapter 3, and verse 23. And I believe that this was the verse that I read that convicted me of my sin, convicted me that I needed a saviour, I needed to be saved from what I was. So it goes like this: "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Just a simple wee verse. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That all is talking about everyone here in this hall tonight. It's talking about everyone out there in the world this evening. It's talking about all those that have been, all those that are to come. We have all sinned. We have all come short of the standard of God's standard. The standard of God is absolute perfection. There is nothing that God can do wrong, because He is pure and we are evil. And God created us pure, and we sinned. We came short of God's standard when we were in the Garden of Eden. Adam sinned. He took of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was told not to. God had told him not to, because the day he did, he would die. Not just him, but the whole of mankind would die. If you could turn over to the book of John. John chapter 3 and verse 16. I'm sure you all know this one off by heart, but it's always good to turn back to it. John 3:16. I'll just start at 15 or so. "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You can put your name in that verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," that Jethro, if Jethro believes in him, he will not perish, but Jethro will have everlasting life. We just said how sin came into the world, and we all know, if I was to ask anyone here, and you're being honest with me, you would say, "Yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, I've done wrong." And you might wonder, well, how can we be saved from that? How can we escape the eternal punishment, the eternal pain and suffering that we have to go through for being sinners? And the simple answer is, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was only 5 years old when I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and we were hearing this week of our brother Johnny trusting the Lord Jesus Christ when he was 4. It does not matter what age you are. You can be the youngest person, you can be the oldest person. You can never be too old, you can never be too young, but you can be too late. Because no one knows when death is going to come. And death strikes hard. In fact, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back in the twinkling of an eye. Before we could reach our eye, he'll be back. So it is very important that tonight is the night that you trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I was born in a Christian family in Shetland. That's where I'm from. I'm from Shetland Isles, right at the top of Scotland. I was born into a Christian family. I was born on the 18th of November, 1992. So as you can guess, I'm 18. And it wasn't because of my mum and dad. It wasn't because of my brothers and sisters being Christians that made me a Christian. No, no. I had to have a personal relationship with God. There is no one that can save you. I can't save you, Blair can't save you, Graham can't save you, John can't save you. No one in this hall can save you apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone was telling me that Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship. And it is unbelievable how much of an impact God can make in your life. You might think that because he's in heaven, that he can't do anything for you. That is wrong. He is with you. And when you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells inside you. And it is unbelievable from what I've been saved from My friends go out drinking, did drugs. I was at college last year in Kilmarnock, and some of the boys that are in my course are now in jail for things that they've done. I could have easily been with them now. I could easily be in jail right now. He doesn't just save you from your sin, but he saves you from yourself. He saves you from going out to be someone else. Now, after I was saved, when I was five, and I was brought to children's meetings, I was brought to the gospel meetings, I was brought to the breaking of bread, and I heard the gospel every week. But it was only when I felt the Lord speaking to me, only when I went to Him for salvation, that I was saved, when I believed on Him. And time passed on, and eventually when I was about 12 years old, I decided I wanted to get baptised. And baptism is a step that you need to make as a Christian, because there has been an inward work by the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saved you, He's changed you in the inside. The old you is dead, and a new you rises. And we were seeing that at the baptism when Johnny was put under. That was his old self being put into the grave, and up came a new one that was ready to work for the Lord Jesus Christ. So baptism doesn't save you either. Baptism is just a show of what's happening in your heart. Following on from that, I was baptising my sister. Following on from that, I came into Assembly Fellowship. I joined the local church. And as a Christian, if you have been baptised but you've not come into fellowship, or you've not joined the local church, it's very important that you do so, because you will not grow as a Christian if you don't meet with other believers, if you don't hear the word, hear the words of the ministry. You will not be able to grow. So I came into fellowship as well, but life is never easy. And when you're a Christian, it doesn't make things any easier for you. In fact, it's the total opposite. It makes it a lot harder. And I was about 14, 15, and I decided that at school I needed to hang out with my friends more. I decided that I needed to go into all the social gatherings, and it brought me down. I've heard stories about a man who was telling someone how easy it is to be dragged down from a Christian. It's like if I was up here and someone was there and I was to try and pull them up, it would be far easier for them to pull me down than for me to pull them up. So as a Christian, you need to pick who your friends are and where you go. And I didn't do that very well when I was younger, and I slipped, and the world brought me no happiness whatsoever. In fact, I couldn't sleep at night. I was so scared of what I was. I was so scared of dying, because I was away from the Lord. And I can tell you something, when I came back to the Lord, I felt that I was so saved. I felt so happy, because there's nothing in this world that can bring you happiness. Nothing at all. The only thing that can bring you happiness is the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight I would urge you, again, if you're not saved, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is no other way to get to heaven. That's your best.